Good afternoon, Wealthy Web Writers. I'm Heather Robson, Managing Editor of Wealthy Web Writer. Pleased to have you with us today to listen to our expert, Jay White, talk about how you can use autoresponders to build your business. Now, a little bit about Jay. In 2006, Jay launched his own freelance copywriting company specializing in autoresponder emails for the internet marketing niche. His unique writing style and talent for building a bridge of trust with prospects quickly established him as one of the most in-demand specialty copywriters in the business. And he's worked side by side with many of the internet marketing's biggest names, including Rich Shefferin, Jay Abraham, Jeff Walker, Stephen Pierce, and Alex Mandosian, who dubbed him the best autoresponder copywriter I've ever seen. So Jay, thank you so much for being with us today. And on that note, I'm just going to let you take it away and run with it because I know you have a ton of stuff you want to tell us about.
Well, thank you, Heather. It's good to be back. It's been a while since I've talked to the Wealthy Web Writer audience, and I'm excited to be here. I appreciate you giving me the time today. Hey, guys, thanks for making it today. I appreciate you being here as well. We are going to go over what I call the AR attractor, how to get more gigs using autoresponders. I'm going to clear this up right now just in case anybody doesn't know. An autoresponder is a type of email. One of the things that I get asked a lot in my business, especially when I was first starting out, people would ask me what I do, and I say, oh, I'm an autoresponder copywriter, and they say, that's great. What is an autoresponder exactly? And I would, you know, it's a type of email that's automatically generated from a software system that fires upon whatever task somebody does or completes, and it automatically. So after about the, I don't know, eighth time of somebody asking me that, I decided to just back up and say, well, I'm a copywriter who specializes in writing emails. And so people would say, oh, okay, yeah, well, everyone knows what an email is. Very few people know what an autoresponder is outside of our little world here. So just wanted to make that clear right away in case anybody was unclear on it. So let's jump in and see what we're going to talk about today. We're going to discover a great way to get more clients fast. How many of you out there would love to get more clients fast? I bet you all are raising your hand right now or nodding your heads because that's what we want. We can't be copywriters unless we write for copy for somebody. So getting more clients and getting them fast is a big, big deal. We're going to talk about three simple methods for getting a prospective client interested quickly. I'm going to tell you about how to sell without being salesy. You know, there's a whole image of the salesperson that is very negative in a lot of people's eyes. And a lot of times that can be applied to what we do as copywriters or what we do for our clients. So what we want to do is try and be sell as well as we can without coming off like the used car salesman, you know, the guy that walks across the lot with the jewelry and the too much cologne and the gold chains and the whole thing. You see him coming, you start running the other way. We don't want to be that person, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. Well, I'll show you five plug-and-play email content themes that work like gangbusters to help you get clients. Now, this is huge because you can just take this stuff and run with it today, okay? Plus a lot more. So let's go ahead and jump into it. You heard a little bit about me at the beginning there. Here's a little bit more. I have been a copywriter and marketer for nearly 20 years now. I started out actually in the radio business. I started writing radio commercials for a small station in Southwest Missouri, and turned out I had a knack for it, and I won a few awards, some local advertising awards here. I was able to take that experience and move it into the catalog world. The Bass Pro Shops headquarters is not too far from where I live here. And if you are an outdoors person, even if you aren't now, you probably heard of Bass Pro Shops. They were sending out, when I was writing for them, about 30 to 35 million catalogs a year, and I came in as one of their copywriters. Now, that was my training. That is where I cut my teeth as a copywriter. And let me tell you, that was to get thrown into the mix and say go was the best type of training possible that I could have ever wished for, because you know, you've got to perform or you don't you don't get excited to come back, so to speak. So, you know, somebody would toss me something and say, you've got 50 words to sell this, go. And it might be a 99-cent fishing lure, or it might be a, you know, a $999 gun safe or something, or a four-wheeler or something big like that. So you really, really had to learn the craft quick, and it was a wonderful experience. In 2006, I was, like Heather said, I launched my freelance business, and I quickly became a top-tier email and autoresponder copywriter. Now, this is directly related to my catalog experience. In catalog, I learned how to write short copy very well. And so when I went freelance, I was able to leverage those short copy skills and work them into an email and autoresponder copywriting business because of the short copy skills that I had. I was, you know, I knew how to sell something pretty quick, so I moved seamlessly into becoming an email and autoresponder copywriter, did very well very quickly, and was able to ascend the ranks very quickly as well. So I think it was in 2009 that we created Autoresponder Apprentice with AWAI and launched it. It is now known as Email Copy Made Easy. It was rebranded a few years ago, but as far as I know, it's still consistently one of AWAI's best-selling products. I've trained hundreds of people, copywriters just like you, in the fine art of writing really, really good emails and autoresponders through this course. Some of you may already have it. I appreciate that. If not, I urge you to check it out. These days, I spend most of my time coaching copywriters, and I'm focusing more on how to get more copywriting clients for my students. And so this subject today is near and dear to my heart, and I'm excited to talk more about it. Now, let's talk about a great way to get clients fast. If you're a copywriter, here's the big revelatory statement. Are you ready? If you're a copywriter of any length of time, you know it can be a challenge to get clients. Wow, I just blew you away, didn't I? Everyone's going, duh, Jay. Yeah. Guys, I know. Sometimes it can be hard. We can train and train and train and train right till we're blue in the face. But, you know, when we get to the point of having to get clients, there's just a lot of walls that can pop up, some roadblocks, some different things. Confidence can come into it. You know, skill level, where do I go? What do I do? And, you know, the thing is, there are people out there who need what we do. And, you know, they need it desperately. Can I just tell you that? There are, you know, yeah, there's a lot of copywriters. I get that question all the time. Well, aren't there so many copywriters now that the market's diluted? No. The pie is so huge, folks. It is so huge that we could have 10 times, 20 times, 50 times the amount of copywriters that we have now, and still we couldn't get a big enough piece of the pie that to where we're like, you know, I'm not getting what I want here. There's just so much work out there if you know how to find it, if you know how to match yourself up with these people in the right way. Now, I'm a big believer in two methods of marketing. The proactive method, which is where we reach out to those who are the best fit for our knowledge, experience, or passion for a niche, okay? That's you going out to somebody and saying, here's who I am, here's what I do, here's what makes me different, and here's how to get in touch with me. That is a way that I have made a lot of money over the years and generated a lot of clients. Plus, there's the reactive method, which is basically the traditional help wanted ad, and you're applying for that job out there. Also a very viable market right now, tens of thousands of copywriter listings out there for in the reactive market. You just got to kind of wade through and find all the freelance stuff that's not an in-house gig, if that's what you're interested in. So those two methods are something that I believe in. However, what I'm going to show you today is another killer way that works really, really well. And it's extremely simple and extremely, you can do it very quickly. You can set this up very quickly and start getting in front of the right people pretty fast. Now, what's great about this is it's proven to work time and time and time again. It is one of the most tried and true methods for getting clients. And I call it, for lack of a better term, the funnel attraction system. Now, if you're in marketing and or if you're immersed in this whole marketing landscape and you're watching what a lot of people do, the word funnel is kind of a hot term right now. A lot of people are teaching about funnels. A lot of people are talking about funnels. And a lot of people are creating funnels for clients. This is a way to use funnels to get more clients for yourself. Okay, now what is a funnel? Well, it is basically a method for leading a potential client through a series of steps to take a particular action. What we do is basically we pour the leads into the spout, like a big old funnel, right? Then they funnel down to the place where we want them to go. Hopefully, in our case, this is a potential client contacting us for work. All right? So the basic premise is very simple. Number one, the prospect will land on a squeeze page or a landing page, and they will opt in for something of value that you offer. Okay? Number two, you're going to deliver that value piece and make a pitch for your services at the end. Okay? Now, number three, the client will either contact you and say, yeah, I'm interested, or they'll pass. All right? And if they pass, you're going to follow up with an autoresponder series. Remember, the emails that are sent out automatically based on the trigger of events that happens, in this case, you know, them downloading your value piece. And those emails will continue to market to them and sell your services. So let's look at each of these pieces kind of quickly here. The landing page. Now, this is a page that's really, it's just engineered to do one thing only. All you want to do is get them to give their email address to you, okay? And that's it. It's vital. It's absolutely vital, because if you don't get an email address from them, then you can't deliver the value piece. If you can't deliver the value piece, then you cannot sell your services. So the landing page is critical to generating an opt-in and getting somebody on a list where you can continue to market them to them over and over again. Now, what I see out there is a lot of people trying to, you know, break down the landing page and make it into something that it's not. But the key is, folks, really, do not overthink this, okay? There's a ton of great info out there on how to write a great landing page. In fact, you know, there's some stuff on AWAI's website. If you type in landing page into the search box, I believe there's a variety of different articles and blog posts out there on how to create a good one. So don't overthink it. Just go and find what somebody else is doing and model it. Okay, don't try to reinvent the wheel here. We are not in that business. We are just modeling what we have seen work before, and it's the same way with the landing page. Model a style, a method, a copy, a copywriting type that you have seen before that you like, and just emulate that, okay? Once you get that email, you're going to deliver the value piece, all right? Now, I have included a screenshot of a landing page that is one of my very own. This is for a program that I have. It's a high-ticket coaching program for copywriters. What I'm doing is I'm trying to get people into a webinar that teaches them a whole bunch of different things about getting more copywriting clients. And at the end, I pitch a strategy call where they can get on the phone with me and we can talk about their business and see if it's a good fit for them to be a coaching student of mine or not. So as you can see here, this isn't like ultra sexy or ultra cool or ultra graphically, you know, fabulous. It's just a real basic landing page, opt-in page, okay? I've got a little red headline up here that kind of weeds out who I want to talk to here, freelance copywriters, writers, content writers, and more. Got a nice headline in here, kind of positions me at a higher level. You know, and if you guys have been studying headlines, which I know you have, the six-figure course and all these things, killer stuff on headlines, you know, study it, go back and read it again. This is following along the lines of what they teach, you know, how to do this and do that in just this amount of time. There's a button here. There's a timer that says when the next webinar is going to start. I've got bullet points down here how to, why, where to find the number one thing, plus lots more. Again, you can take something like this and just emulate it for your own value piece that you're offering. This is a webinar. You don't have to do a webinar. You can do other things, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But this is what works for me. Over here, I got a little bit about me, a nice little shot of my gray-headed self, and a little bit of bio, that a lot of what you just heard Heather say. So, again, don't overthink it. This is an example of something you can use. I use a program called ClickFunnels to build this. Took me all of about, I don't know, 20 minutes to get this copy in here. Okay? So that's an example of a landing page. Now, the value piece. This is what you're going to deliver for free in exchange for that email. Now, you could go a lot of different ways here. I've seen different things, you know, from a report, a special report, which is basically just a Word document that's turned into a PDF with some bells and whistles thrown in, maybe, maybe not. An ebook. A lot of people are delivering ebooks as part of their value piece. An annual newsletter. I know a lot of you out there are doing e-newsletters. This is one of those things that you could deliver as a value piece to a prospective client, a video or a video series, very popular. Again, the webinar, very popular as well. That's what I'm doing, and it's doing very well for me. But the thing is, whatever you deliver, it has to give them significant value, okay? If they are giving you their email address, you have to deliver. And you have to deliver in spades, all right? So you've got to give them something that they read and go, yeah, this is great. This is worth way more than just giving my email for it. I would have paid, you know, 30, 50, 100 bucks for this easily because of the value that you're delivering, okay? Now, towards the end of this piece, whatever it is, you're going to make a simple pitch for your services with a free limited-time consult, all right? You're not going to say, please God hire me, I'm a newbie and I need the money. That's not going to get you anything. It's going to get you laughed at, really. What you're going to say is, I want to give you a free 30-minute consult, a free 60-minute consult, a free 45-minute consult. Put a time limit on it. All right? If you don't, you're going to get that vampire prospect that gets you on the phone for two and a half hours and sucks every bit of free info out of you that they can and then doesn't hire you. It'll happen. It will happen. Don't worry. It's happened to me. It's happened to the best of us. So you put a time limit on it, okay? And you basically say it's a free web makeover or a free, you know, whatever you want to call it. There's all these different kinds of things out there that you can put as an enticer for them to schedule a time with you so that you can get on the phone and start talking, okay? Now, you're not selling anything yet. All you're doing is giving away more value, which is your time and your expertise to these people on a phone call, okay? So a few of your opt-ins are going to call you right away. All right. I can't give you a percentage. It might be 5%, might be 10%, might be 2%, whatever it is. But most are probably going to pass or decide to wait until later to make a decision on this. And when they do, that's when the autoresponder series kicks in. Now, what I've done here is before we get into that, I wanted to show you a special report that I did. All right. This is called 10 Copywriting Job Resources You Should Check Every Day and 3 to Avoid Like the Plague. I have given this away as a value piece in the past. Right now, it is given away as a little spiff for those who stick with me on my webinar till the end. They get this for free after the webinar is over. As you can see, this is not a graphic masterpiece. This is a Word document where I've added some color and made some bolding and done some italicizing and stuck my picture in there, and if you were to scroll, this is the first page of it. If you scroll down, I don't know, it's like 13, 15 pages maybe, and at the end, I encourage them to call me up, book a strategy session with me. It's just very simple. I think I went to Fiverr and had somebody make me a cover for it for like $5, okay? So this is very, very easy to do, and it's very, very simple to do. You just have to make sure, again, that you're delivering value here, all right? So let's keep going here and talk about the autoresponder series. Now, you remember that email address we got, right? It's time to start utilizing that to the full potential. Once you get that email address, you have something of extreme value that you can maximize. So what you want to do is you want to set up a 5-email autoresponder series in advance. You want to have everything written, have everything lined out, put into your autoresponder software and ready to fire, and so that this can literally go and start sending these things out as soon as they opt in. Okay? Now what this does is this fosters the relationship. They've already opted in and they've seen your value piece. They know that you provided something of value, but for some reason they have not called you yet. They have not contacted you. So what you're going to do is you're going to keep working that relationship. You're going to keep watering that plant. You're going to keep cultivating that piece of land, right? You're going to build the know, like, and trust factor. They need to know you. They need to like you, and they need to trust you before they hire you. It's just plain and simple as that. Before you buy anything, especially something of a significant investment like your copywriting services would be, do you buy it from somebody that you don't know? Not usually. Do you buy it from somebody you don't like? Uh-uh, you don't. You don't spend money with people you don't like. And do you buy it from somebody you don't trust? Never. Never, ever, ever. So you have to line all these things up, and that's what the autoresponder series helps you to do. And it helps to sell you as an authority in the niche. Okay? So your first email is delivered immediately upon the opt-in. All right. Once they opt in, you hit them with an email that thanks them for taking that step and instructing them on how to get and consume the value piece. So here's one that I sent. I apologize about the small font. I was trying to get as much of it in there as I can. This is one that I wrote for Rich Sheffern at Strategic Profits a while back. If you go to one of the boot camps, you'll see Strategic Profits is set up at the job fair, usually every year, I think. So this is, I was writing copy for Rich and them for a long time, and this is one of the things that I was doing on an opt-in for a free report that we had. The subject line, obviously, download my free new report here, okay? So, hi, first name, first of all, thanks for opting in. I see I had a misspelling there. For the opt-in to receive a copy of my newest special report. You can download it right here. Boom, there's the link. So you give them immediately what they ask for, okay? You don't go around the situation. You give them exactly what they want right away. Now, as you can see, I backed it up with a little bit more stuff that kind of sells the piece and, you know, brings out the value in the piece. Read this one carefully because inside I reveal 8 new rules of marketing that shatter conventional thinking and put you in the driver's seat for what's to come in our business. With this report, you have an instant head start on everyone else, and you'll be raking in the profits while they're still scrambling to figure out the why the old ways don't work anymore. So print yourself a copy, sit down with your favorite beverage, study the content, highlight anything that stands out to you or gives you the aha moment you've been searching for. See what I did there? I gave them specific instructions. First of all, I built it up. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then I said, this is what you have to do. You have to print it out. You have to sit down with a drink. You have to study. You have to highlight. You've got to, you know, underline what you want. So this tells them that what you're going to do and see here is extremely important. So you should take the time and make the effort to consume it. Okay? See what I'm doing here? Back into the copy. And when you're finished, come back to the blog and tell me what you thought about in the comment section. Is it a deal? There's another link to download it. Great. I'll see you there. Thanks again for checking out my latest report. I know I'm biased, but I think it's the best one yet. Hope you do too. One more link to download it. As you can see, I'm giving them optimal opportunities to download and consume our value piece. I even put a PS out there. You know, when I released the manifesto a few years back, shook the internet marketing to the core. Now it's about to happen once again. Be the first to get your hands on it. Again, one more shot at getting them to download the piece. So this is a great welcome email. You don't have to be this long. You can even say, here's your free report. You know, let me know what you think. Thanks. And then sign it. In this case, I wanted to build the case a little bit more and to give them very specific instructions on what to do with it. So that's email one, okay? Email two is delivered shortly thereafter. What I like to do is maybe wait a day or so, maybe two, to give them enough time to consume what you offered. A lot of people aren't able to read a report right when they get it, or watch a video, or watch a webinar, or read an ebook. They need some time. They need a couple of days. So give them a little bit of breathing room there, but not too much. Don't wait too long. A day, 24 to 48 hours, I'd say, is a good place here. Now, this one should focus again on thanking them, okay, and then move into maybe a Q&A approach. So you can ask if there's any questions about what they've seen or heard or just read. All right, so now you're encouraging engagement. You're encouraging them to get in touch with you. You don't say anything about a free consult yet. You just try and generate a conversation, okay? So what would something like that look like? Well, here's something that I did for a product some video training that I did a few years ago. And this was the second email in the series. Basically, subject line was, did you see it? All I'm asking is, hey, just a quick email to check something. Yesterday, you should have received access to Module 2 of the Email Copy Made Easy video training series. And on the replay page was a link to a short video I produced just for you. Did you have a chance to check that out? I can understand if you may have missed it, so here's that link again. This is basically a lot of what came on email one of this particular series. Obviously, it's different from what I wrote from Rich. But it's basically the same thing that says, hey, you may have missed this. Here it is again. Okay? It's only a few minutes long. It won't take much of your time. Try not to laugh too much. This whole Web 2.0 thing is new to me, and I fumble and stumble like a nervous wreck, kind of like what I'm doing right now with all you guys. So go easy, okay? One more link. Thanks. We'll talk again soon. JW, PS, any questions or comments, shoot me an email. I'd love to chat more with you. You know, I'm offering to engage with them. I'm not selling them. I'm not saying about anything about the free consult. All I'm saying is, did you see it? Here's another link in case you missed it, and I'd love to chat with you about what you see, or what you think about the piece. Okay? As you can see, this is very, very simple. Very, very simple. So, email three. Now, this is when we get the email copywriting ball really, really rolling. Okay? So, what I like to do in email three is focus mainly on the biggest want, need, desire, or problem that my prospect is experiencing and how I can help them, okay? I want you to think about what business owners struggle with most here. Now, this may be, you know, very general in sense or very specific to the niche that you're marketing to, but either way, you need to build up the pain, build up the problem, and then position yourself as the solution. Okay, so here's some common wants, needs, desires, or problems that you can address in email three. Typically, a lot of businesses look at marketing and they say, I'm so busy, I don't have time to market. Okay, you can write an email about that. You know, dear so-and-so, thanks again so much for checking out my ebook, report, video, or whatever. But I know what you're thinking. Man, I am so busy, I just don't have time for this whole marketing thing. Then you can come in and empathize. I understand, you know, most people don't. In fact, studies show that only 10%, you know, devote any type of marketing budget, blah, blah, blah. You can find all this stuff and just kind of build that pain a little bit. You know you have to market, but you just don't have the time. You know you have to market, but you just don't have, you know, the energy. You've got family, you've got friends, you've got all this, your business to think about. Guess what? I can help you with that. Then you come in and you introduce yourself as Super Copywriter, all right? Dun-da-da-da, here I am. And you say, with my expertise, with my knowledge, with my experience, I can come in and take all this off your shoulders and do it, help you, you know, so you have more time for this and more time for this and more time for this. Isn't that what you really want? Now you come in and you say, call me right now and let's schedule, or email me right now and let's schedule a call so we can get on the phone and talk. I've got a free 30, 45, 60 minute thing, da, 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 da. See what I did there? I took the problem, I brought it up a little bit, I brought myself in to be the solution, highlighted how I would be the solution and how I would fix their problem, and then said, contact me, we'll talk about this more. So, I'm so busy, I don't have time to market. That's a big one. There's too many choices, which one to pick. Choices being marketing type of techniques. Do I do Facebook? Do I do Twitter? Do I do Instagram? Do I do pay-per-click? Do I do blogging? Do I do articles? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know where to start. That's a big deal with a lot of new people or people who haven't marketed before, especially if they're trying a different type of marketing, like email marketing for the first time. Where do I start on this? You can step in and help them. Here's a big one. I tried it and advertising doesn't work for my market. That's a huge lie, as we all know. But you can step into that and show them other examples of people, which we're going to talk about the testimonial email in a second, but you can show them other examples of people who have seen great results from advertising in this particular niche that they're in. I don't have any money to advertise. That's another big one. A little bit harder to get around that one sometimes. That one might be a bit more of a challenge. However, it is a common want, need, desire, or problem that you can address in email three. Now, moving on to email four, this is a great place for a testimonial, okay? Now, you can go two ways here. You can have, if you have one of your own, that's fantastic. If somebody has given you a good testimonial for your services, that's great, but it has to be good. And by good, I mean it has to show a specific outcome that was achieved from using you and your services. The best testimonial you could get was, I was destitute, I was broke, I was not making any money, I was in the red. I hired Joe, I hired Sally, I hired Fred. He came in and he did this for me, and now I'm making more money than I ever knew possible. Now things are better. Now life is brighter. Now, you know, the sun shines, warmer. You have that little step. That is the key to a good testimonial. Here's where I was. Here's what I did. Here's where I am now. If you have those kinds of testimonials, absolutely, you want to put them in email four. If you don't, a good way to get around this is to go into something like Google and look for testimonials that are related to the exact niche that you're targeting, okay? So if you're trying to sell email marketing to somebody and they're like, email marketing doesn't work for flower shops, well, you can go into Google and do a little digging, and chances are that one of these email software companies are going to have a great testimonial from somebody who owns a flower shop that used email marketing for the first time and saw their profits increase by 800%. You take that, you copy it into your email, and now you have something very targeted to that specific client. Does that make sense to you? Okay. This is where things can get a little tricky, but a testimonial can really, really help to get people off the hump and to get them talking to you about some potential work. Okay? So that's email four. Email five will close up the series with a bit of a stronger call to action. What you want to do here is you want to limit the time on your free consult offer. You can say, you know what? I just want to let you know my free consult offer is only available for the next 24 hours or till midnight tonight, something like that. This is the last time I'll be telling you about it before it expires. And if you can attach a value to it, that's great. If you have an hourly rate that is pretty substantial, you can, like myself, you know, I charge $500 an hour for my time. I can say this is worth $500. If maybe you're not at that level yet, you might want to kind of avoid that. You know, you don't want to say, I charge $10 an hour for my time, so this is worth $10. You know, obviously that's not going to build your value up anymore. But what you can do is you can, keep coming back to that last chance mantra here. Most email marketers will tell you that 50% or more of their sales are made during the last day, during those last chance emails that you see, okay? So when this one hits, there's going to be quite a bit of people that come in at this point when they see, ooh, it's going away. The best way to get people to do something is threaten to take it away from them, and it happens a lot. So in the last one, get a little bit stronger with the call to action and limit the time on the free consult, okay? Now, a few more ways to get more clients. Starting with email three, always make sure you have that call to action in each email. Not with one, not with two, but with threes, fours, and fives, absolutely. Make sure that you're hitting them at that point. It's time. It's time to start, you know, asking for the sale, so to speak. This can be a link. It can be an email address. It can be a phone number, whatever. If you want to them to call you directly, that's fine. I don't prefer phone calls myself. I like email conversations better. But if you're okay with them calling you, great. But whatever it is, make it clear. This is how they're going to contact you. So make sure that it's absolutely clear this is how they get in touch with you, okay? You will need to get a landing page and autoresponder marketing software set up first to make sure this all fires off like it should. There's free options out there. A little Google searching will help you get those things. I think MailChimp, you can set up some email marketing with MailChimp for next to nothing these days. And for your value piece, think about, you know, something that solves a problem. You know, 7 ways to increase your profits in your dental practice. You know, 3 mistakes every, pet shop owner is making, blah, blah, blah. As you can see, with mine, I had 10 copywriting resources that, you know, you should be checking every day in 3 to avoid like the plague. For some reason, the numbers tends to get a better response than a lot of things. So don't reinvent the wheel. Again, I'm coming back to this. Don't reinvent the wheel. Just model what others are doing. Okay? And so once all this is set up, the only thing you need is traffic. Okay? The entire process is automated. Traffic's another beast. I'm not going to go into that today. But the entire process, once you have it set up, is automated. All you have to do is answer the Let's Talk emails that come in. Okay? So this is really, really a good way to market yourself. That's, you know, you kind of a set it and forget it type of deal, folks. And of course, you know, we're only scratching the surface of what goes into, you know, writing these emails and getting these things right. But an email copy made easy, I'll walk you through it step by step, show you the secrets behind the magical attraction of the autoresponder. And it is magical. Once you see these results coming in and these people coming out of nowhere to talk to you, you're like, whoa, this thing really works. And what's cool about email copy made easy is I'll even give you some fill-in-the-blank templates for a lot of the stuff I talked about today. I know if you noticed, I didn't give you some examples there at the end. Well, they were too long to put into the box for one reason. But inside the course, you'll get dozens of examples of emails that I wrote for my clients. Plus, you'll get what I call the bookends, which is the opener and the closer, which you can plug and play. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to help you get started in this kind of thing very, very quickly. So with that said, if you want more, you can check out Email Copy Made Easy on the AWAI site today, and I'd love to see you inside.
Yeah, and I want to throw out there, I also made it super easy, the landing page for this event where you came in, dialed in, the link is right there to check out Email Copy Made Easy. So I hope that you guys will do that. It's a great program, and Jay really is so generous with his time and his information as you move through that program. So definitely well worth your while. And Jay, we do have a question. Are you up for that?
I'm up for a question, absolutely.
All right. One of our listeners asks, is it more effective to offer a value piece on your website homepage or on a standalone landing page or both?
You know what? You can do it on a website homepage. You know, a lot of people have little opt-in boxes on the right, or they have an opt-in box that pops up. What I like to do is, and I have a couple of different homepages of my own that market my services, but what I have found is setting up that landing page and then driving traffic right to it it gets me more response than driving traffic to a full-blown website where my opt-in is just one little piece of it. Mm-hmm. You know, on a landing page, that's all you got, the opt-in. Boom, here it is. And this is, you know, either do it or not. If you send them to your blog or your web page, well, you've got all these different pages, you got all these different things there, plus you've got this one little thing that says, oh, by the way, check out my free report, check out my free newsletter. So to me, driving them to a landing page will improve your results. The landing page you saw earlier, I am driving Facebook traffic to. It is not cheap. However, when you juxtapose what I'm investing into what the results I'm getting, I'm coming out ahead. I'll just put it that way. Okay? So it's up to you, but, you know, and all depends on the traffic that you want to send to it. But I like the landing page concept better.
All right. Very good answer, and so much good information today. You make this sound so easy and accessible, and part of that is because you've seen over and over again that it is so easy and accessible. So I hope all our listeners will actually apply what they've learned today to start building their own clientele up.
Well, it is, and you know, what's great about setting it up this way is you position yourself as an authority in the niche right away. If you take the time to build that page and you take the time to put together that value piece and you take the time to reach out to these people, that separates you from all the other copywriters are out there who would love to have the same client, right? You're stepping forward and you're saying, you know what, we're all talented here, but I'm the person who's going to give you the value piece and I'm the person who's going to offer you something extra. When you do that, you are instantly, well, first of all, you can charge more because you're not just like everybody else. You're offering them something of value. You have put a significant amount of work and time and effort, and they can see that your expertise is there. So instantly, you are more valuable. Everyone wants to charge more for what they do. This is a great way to set yourself up for that.
Well, excellent. Again, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing so much great information. I hope everybody checks out that link to email Copy Made Easy. And Jay, I'll give you the final word and then you can wish us all a good week.
Well, thank you, Heather. I appreciate you having me back. Folks, you can do this. Can I just tell you that? I am nothing special. You know, people call me a guru and I wrinkle my nose. People want to get their picture taken with me at AWAI events and I'm like, "Why?" You know, because you can do this. I just want everyone to know I'm not smarter, I'm not more educated, I'm not luckier, I'm not more talented than any of you listening to this. If you want this, it is right there for you. There is no better way to make a living than freelance writing, in my opinion. I am in complete control of my day. I am in complete control of my life and my lifestyle and my income. That is the copywriter's lifestyle. That's what all of you want. That, you know, I can go to the beach and work if I want. You know, if you want to do that, that's great. But it's all about the freedom, and you can have that. You just got to go for it, and do not stop. Keep moving forward, okay?
All right. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you all.
Thanks.